all the way down. Like,
that's good. Thank you. All right, we're in there, man. Yo, what up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Players Podcast. Our podcast. The podcast for the players. Hey, hey. The Player Podcast. The Player Podcast. Hey, the Players Podcast. What's going down, man? We back. Trying to do the thing, play a podcast. Got wifey in this thing, play a podcast.
Hey guys.
Bree came to spit some game, play a podcast.
You always gotta turn everything into a song.
Right.
But it gets like in your
y'all
head, like.
I'm fucking around.
Yeah. Hey, play a podcast. Hey, y'all say what's up to my nigga, man. Play a snake, man. You know what I'm saying? It's my G. This nigga cool.
I know, Brittany's scared. Like,
you got the ladies in here, man. Look. So, look. It's some weird shit going on. My bad. I got the beat still banging out loud and shit. God damn it. All right. So, it's been a debate, nigga, going around between the fellas and the ladies. Well, so I'll say certain kind of fellas and other certain kind of fellas and the ladies. Mm-hmm. So, Bree, what happened? Put us on, nigga. What's the conversation? It was the game. He said some shit.
The game.
What the hell is this nigga talking about? Nah, that nigga
Jace
always talking.
Jace, I think that's his name.
She said, I think that's his name.
That nigga always saying something.
So there was a debate going on about should women have to pay half the bills or should she not?
Tyshe.
What do y'all think?
What you think, Tyshe?
Do I think that we should have to?
Yeah.
I ain't paying shit. So I'm just joking. I feel
like
no, I just feel like I'm kind of old school. Like, I want my man to take care of me. Mm-hmm. So okay. If I'm doing my job, you know, right. Doing all the household stuff, mm-hmm. duties,
yeah.
Fucking you, you know.
Fucking.
That's a job. I mean, pretty much.
I mean,
it's work.
I'm
man.
Not saying it's a job, but mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, you know, pleasing you or whatever.
Playing
yeah, I definitely think you guys should do something.
Right.
You know?
Shit.
Especially if you guys got kids, because that's a job in itself.
Well, yeah. Right. The kids fall on the ladies, I feel like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all take
if you ever been a stay-at-home mom, y'all know. Even if you're not a stay-at-home mom, you know, like, mm-hmm. our job never stops. So.
Never stops. 24/7.
Look, so, I mean... So,
I mean,
because it's hard for a regular nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard for a regular nigga. Like,
he can say that.
Yeah,
he got the money.
Yeah. He got that bread, nigga. Like, you can pay for 3-4 households, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, sometimes niggas fall off. They do need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, baby, can you get a little job real quick? $10 or something. Shit. So, we can stop eating rice and chicken. Or whatever your struggle meal is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit's rough.
Bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, real shit.
Especially
she
here.
Said, women cook, clean, take care of this jazz. Take care of the children. That's a whole job. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I agree, my nigga.
That's
agree.
That's why I said, mm-mm. If I'm doing all that, you gotta do something.
Something.
So, mm-hmm. Your bills. Do you feel like the man should have to pay your fucking bills? If you spending, running up the Victoria's Secret card... You know what I'm saying? You can't stop taking ass to Walmart. You done ran up the Walmart card.
Mm. I mean, but you can't, like, you're going to need stuff.
Right.
You know?
But so,
okay, so, like,
are we
not,
talking
are
about,
you talking about her maintenance? Like, her hair, her nails?
Her
like, because he said
shit.
She don't got to do nothing.
Nothing.
Like, he's going to pay for her nails, her hair, her everything.
Shit.
So, me, you don't
Boss
have to do
plan.
That. I feel like if I have money, I could do that myself.
Yeah.
But, like, the household stuff.
Well, the standard. What's the standard? The house, the rent,
bills.
Or the mortgage
mm-hmm,
and shit,
mm-hmm,
lights
mm-hmm.
and all that,
mm-hmm.
food.
Yeah.
So, the man has to do that.
He doesn't have to,
but I would prefer.
It would be nice.
It would be nice.
I would prefer that, you know.
Yeah.
As long as... And then, like, you kind of, like, if we was to ever not be together, it would be hard for me to, like, be with these guys out here, because, you know, mm-hmm. you take care of everything.
Right.
I do
you
take
know,
care
like,
of everything.
Maintenance on my car, like, you know, it's just
right.
like a lot of stuff. I'll be like,
Jazzy down said, the streets. She said, when he fall off, she's supposed to have a stack saved. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. He said, nah, assets and liabilities. If he got her, she should have him. Real talk, nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to put in for the team to win. You know, I mean.
We used to go half.
Yeah, we used to go half. I mean, but shit, we had it hard, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, you know, we had kids, nigga. Everything was just, it was extra, I felt like, at that time. Because we didn't really know a whole lot. Mm-hmm. We was just kind of out here doing it. Like, I definitely ain't finished living at home, so I got to go out here and see what happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was times I forgot to pay bills and shit. Because you just ain't used to doing that.
Right.
You know? And then, you know, it's not like I fucking came out making no $20, $25 and no shit like that. Nigga, he was making $8, $9 an hour, $10. Start getting lucky, and niggas was hitting the 12 and the 13. Like, nigga, I'm rich, bitch. But luckily, see, and I'm glad we hit that level. It was cool because we hit that level at a time where the rent was still low. It was like paying $600. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, so
we was able to
pay
up our rent for like 2-3 months.
For real. Facts. After we started getting it going and shit, we actually got some real solid jobs and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, we was good. That's how we ended up buying the house. Mm-hmm. You know, but I feel like it's better if you work together. You know what I'm saying? If he's doing all the work, man, like, and you see that there's places that's like, if it's lacking, if this is not a game, if this ain't the game, or fucking P. Diddy or some nigga with all the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about niggas like me. You know what I mean? Like, if this nigga out here, you know he's trying. He done everything. He come home tired every day. You know what I'm saying? And you still sitting on your ass and y'all behind or something. Like, bitch, you need to get the fuck up.
Y'all definitely help.
Right. One person needs to do one thing. I don't like going half. That's just me. Because it's just like, I know I'm going to have my half, but it's like.
She said, y'all are hella different. Right. Y'all built a strong ass foundation. That's true. We started a long time ago. We did. So we're not kind of looking at each other like, what you got to offer me? What you got to offer me? Right. I got this little shit over here. You don't know about it. Now, everything we got, we built together. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
Everything, my nigga. Like, we literally started from nothing. Looking stupid out here too.
The couches from the basement.
Eating McDonald's three times a day. Like, nigga, and we both was able to cook. We just wasn't doing it. We was just living fucking like, what? How do you, I don't even know what to call that shit.
We was living fucked up. We were just happy to be out the house. So we was doing everything we couldn't do. Yeah.
Right.
Eating all the bad stuff. You know.
All the times we didn't get McDonald's, nigga. I'm eating McDonald's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, nigga. Until we started realizing that shit was fucking us up, though. For real. McDonald's ain't no joke, nigga. I don't even eat that shit no more. She said, "Say it louder for that." For my ex in the back. Yeah, man. Hey, that's what it is, though, bro. You gotta be willing to build. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers ain't gonna be sitting there fucking with a motherfucker that just wanna lay down.
Yeah, you know, just be comfortable.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave you.
Yeah.
Fast.
Because we know people, like, you know, they haven't done nothing the whole time. And then they out here cheating. You know, but he's taking care of, you know.
Right.
All the responsibilities. Mm-mm. Like, you know, it's kind of like.
Damn.
What you gonna do in that situation? Like, that's an ungrateful bitch to me. Like, but I'm just saying, like.
You paying all the bills and you still getting up the coop.
Right. And you cheating and.
Bitch, you ain't it. Nah.
You ain't handling the household. Man. But he's taking care of everything.
Right. Sad.
Yeah, that's true.
Wish
man.
Yesterday.
Damn, nigga.
That's why I mean, nobody trust nobody.
I think a lot of that came from though the women not being able to work back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really wasn't allowed to do shit. You know what I'm saying? So when it got opened up, you know, there were some ladies I was like, yeah, I like this life shit. What the fuck you talking about? It's like, out there, it's cold and hot out there.
Right.
At home, like I've been doing, you know what I'm saying? I'm some jobs, give us some fucking jobs, motherfucker. Like, you know, so I feel it, but it's also like everybody not the same. You know what I'm saying? Some ladies do want their own shit, they want to do their own thing,
right. Make they their want own their money. Own money.
Because
there are some situations where the man does everything, makes all the money, and he thinks he's in control of a lot of stuff. And it's like,
you don't like that?
No,
so y'all need some form of independence. But you still want the nigga to pay for everything. What kind of shit is
I
that?
I mean, wait a minute.
I got to give you everything I got for you and me.
But see, you can still have your own money.
Who? I'm paying. I'm spending all my shit.
No, she's saying like But she was saying, like, the guy is being in control.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
if
like,
he's the father,
like, he'd be so like, you gotta, here, you only get an allowance, like, $20.
Right.
Like, you know. Nope.
Not
rationing out the money, nigga. I feel it. I mean, shit, man. It's a good and bad with everything. You know what I'm saying? So if this nigga gonna pay everything, he probably gonna try to run every fucking thing. He probably not gonna have a nigga like me, you know, who's more open. Like, dude, what the fuck you wanna do? He was like, nah, bitch, you gonna do what I tell you to do, because I pay for all this shit. God damn it. Them shoes I bought, they only walk in certain places. You hear me?
I saw everything in your face, and the moment you don't do something, that's when it's gonna break loose.
Damn. Throwing everything in your face. Y'all be having to deal with that, ladies and niggas be, bitch, I bought that phone.
I bought this.
And then break the phone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, why the fuck did you buy the phone, nigga?
Right. But you can't tell them they couldn't break it because they bought it. You know what I'm saying? So,
but that's some sucker shit to me, man. Like, if you, or not even just breaking, just taking it back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why did you do that? You know, you didn't really want them to have that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You couldn't wait to take that shit back.
Right.
Fucking suck
Indian
ass.
Giver.
Yeah, Indian giving ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't wait to take the phone back, break the phone. She said, take me back to them days. Being independent ain't I want to sit down too.
Amen.
Like, nigga. I mean, hey, the ladies, look, I'll say this. The ladies are lovely, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything about y'all, nigga, is undeniably lovely.
James, shut up.
But
why do you say it like that? Lovely.
The ladies are like, a beautiful thing.
There's nothing wrong with going half, but it needs to be on everything. Mm-hmm. Like, we both not finna go to work, and we come home, and I gotta be the only one cook, clean, and take care of the kid. No, mm-hmm. Everything needs to be half.
I'm glad you said that. We started that. Tyshia was struggling, you know what I'm saying? Like, to cook and do her business and all this shit. So when I stopped working, I was like, all right, let me step with that. I'm gonna start. Because I can cook, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I can't fucking cook. Mm-hmm. So I cook half the days, you know what I mean? Like, she cooked one day, I cooked the next day. Then she cooked, then I cooked. Then she cooked, then I cooked. And nigga, if I don't feel like cooking, fuck it. We gonna be eating Popeyes, nigga. Or we eating something. You know what I'm saying? But whatever, we deal with it. You know what I'm saying? We gotta feed, make sure these kids eat at the end of the night. And it shouldn't always be on her every day if I'm not out every day. You know what I'm saying? If I'm here posted up chilling, nigga, watching charts and shit, I can fucking cook half the week. You know what I mean? And I like to do it too, so maybe that's half of the motivation. Mm-hmm. What up, cousin? What up, man? What you doing, little cousin? I ain't seen your ass in a minute, boy. Yeah, but damn, okay. So, I mean, I guess that's a good consistency. It depends on the individuals, I'll say. Because some ladies don't want to be taken care of. Tyshia be getting mad. I be getting mad at Tyshia because her ass be over there going through shit that I can fucking solve, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is you over here struggling? We in the same house. Okay. Your account should not be negative. Or your credit card shouldn't be, whatever the fuck the case is. You know what I mean? Like, let me pay. She's like, I'm gonna figure it out. All right, Miss Independent. You know what I'm saying? Have it your way, motherfucker.
I know. I don't know why I'm like that.
Yeah, you gotta, if you're gonna have it, have it.
Right.
You know?
True.
I just don't like to ask for help.
Because
I don't want, you know, you to be able to throw that in my face.
Right.
Because it's always happened. I mean, not with you, but with people. Like, you know, like, oh, I helped you do that.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Like,
you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me and all this other crap. Like,
I don't like,
he's like that.
So it's not like anything towards you. It's just, that's just how I am.
She said, if we both paying bills, we both cooking, cleaning, and taking care of the children. Okay. Oh, God, Jazz. She said, that's definitely a Pisces thing. I think she's talking about independence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got to get you up here, Jazz, with the ladies and shit, man. You talk your shit. Get you on this, because I want to do like a baby mama, baby daddy episode, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I need some baby mamas and some baby daddies.
That's going to be funny.
I need some baby mamas and some baby daddies. You know what I'm saying? For real. But, damn. So, all right. Well, we got two independent ladies in here. You know what I'm saying? These niggas don't want nobody to do shit except create the environment for their ass so then they can do whatever the fuck they want. What kind of shit is that? Busters. Provide me with the things I need so I can be able to live the life I want. Like, what about me, baby?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why they say the happy wife, happy life shit's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, you know what I'm saying, to a certain extent. I think that saying came about because women are so emotional. You know what I'm saying? Like, one little thing can ruin the rest of the day. If your day's bad, everybody's day bad. You know what I'm saying? Or it could be. So it's like, but I think the man too, we matter too. You know what I'm saying? What if I'm so fucking sad that I'm just slowly dying? Because I ain't getting no fulfillment in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. And it happens to all of us. We want to be happy, but sometimes we forget to make sure the man is happy too. So.
Yep, y'all don't love us like y'all say y'all do. Nah, women are just, y'all so self-absorbed, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot that goes on with y'all niggas, so I can see why y'all like that. It's all good. Well, shit, nigga, let's get into the sponsor real quick. Not anymore. KnotTedAmore. Check it out on Instagram. Check it out on Facebook. Check it out on Etsy. You know what I'm saying? If you got a baby birthday coming up, take you something with you. You got a baby shower on the way. Take you something with you. You know what I'm saying? So, look, we want to get into some shit that's a little touchy. Yeah, a little sticky situation type of thing. But I think it's something that needs to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? Are friendship dates appropriate? Can you, like, you know, go out and share a meal with somebody of the opposite sex and not cause problems in your relationship? Is it possible?
Yes.
I think it's possible.
It's definitely possible.
She said women cater, love, and give her all when she's happy. That's real shit.
That's true.
That's real shit.
Y'all want submission?
Yeah, submit to me. Submit to this dick. Okay. Submit to this dick. Run. Nah, some niggas are taking it up. Some, I don't want you to look up at me. Bitch.
Niggas be crazy.
Yeah.
She said she's a force to be reckoned with and with when unloved. Hell yeah, because she's in the middle of your shit. She could ruin your whole damn thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you come home, nigga, and all your shit sold, nigga.
The women are dangerous. She, like,
fuck yeah. When they in love,
Nigga, you be the, right. You be the hopped on Facebook, it'd be a live video of all your shit for sale for $1.
Yeah, right.
Like, nigga, that's my gold chain. Like, everything must go $1. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck. I gotta get home. Dollar sign on the collar.
What if you're out of state, though?
Right.
Oh, shit. Way on business.
That's the worst.
Like, bitch, I'm gonna kill you, bitch. She's like,
get next flight out.
You feel me? Like, nigga. Super sale.
That's funny.
At the Truesdales. All kind of shit for sale down there, man. Get your ass down there. Like, man, I'll be hurt, my nigga. She said, unless they blood, real shit. Yeah, that's funny as fuck. I mean, you know, because ladies, man, y'all got a lot of power. You know, a lot of niggas don't realize that because we can overpower y'all. But the mental game is a motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right, we do have a lot of power.
I got
literally
a lot of fucking power, man.
In our pants, especially.
I mean, it's true.
I mean, because literally, crazy. Yeah, like, shoot, that's what y'all chase all day. Bruh. So, I mean,
Gucci, right.
Gucci. Like, we got a lot of power.
Niggas be tripping over coochie.
But yeah, the date stuff, I think it's possible.
With
boundaries.
Boundaries, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what boundaries need to be in place in order for this to be something that we can do? I'm going to start taking my friends on dates.
I mean, if you're in a relationship or something, I don't think...
Jazzy, you want to go on a date?
I don't think the person in the relationship should pay.
That's interesting. Why not?
Because it just, even though it may not be weird, it looks weird.
It looks weird.
Like,
you
so you're
so?
Paying for her food now? You know what I mean?
Like me, if I say, meet me up. Smash burger, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna fucking pay. I'm not gonna, cause we, I don't know.
Well, whoever initiates,
yeah.
Well, you think you do? You, okay, so do you think it'll feel a certain way if a lady's getting her shit paid for by a nigga?
Yeah.
Like if you're paying for another woman's stuff, I'm gonna be looking at you like,
right?
is she trying to take my spot?
And there's like, some people, looking at bank statements, why did you spend $30 at Smash Party?
You must have been hella hungry.
Right.
Brittany knows what's up. Smash Party is only $15. But a super double smash. Nigga.
Facts.
Who's this big bitch? Fiend.
Right.
He said, hell no, I was about to go on dates with bitches.
Weird. Like,
he said, I'll go on a date with Tyshia. Ooh, hey, man, you can't have my coochie, nigga. You can't have my coochie. Nah, I mean, I think, because what if, like I said earlier, right? What if y'all have a real relationship, an established relationship from back in the day? Like, I got a lot of ladies I know that we grew up on the same block. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If I see these niggas out, like, yo, what up, my nigga? Where you been at? And honestly, a lot of them I haven't seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
I
may do something like that. Like, nigga, what's up? What you finna do, nigga? Let's get the kid.
But some people don't have the same... Some people might like you on the low. They're just saying that they're your friend.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to like know, look, like this is a real genuine.
This dick is not available, ladies. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm not one of them niggas who, you know what I'm saying? Like exactly how I come out, that's how I am, my nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The dick is under wraps, tight shit, nigga. So you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to have fun, nigga, we can have fun, but we can't go past that. I'm not finna ruin my own shit. I got too much shit set up, nigga, to be out here fucking off my shit over pussy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what about the average guy?
Right, because sometimes they might be innocent, but then you might start more fun with that person. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Let's make this a weekly thing. Mm-hmm. And it just goes, no.
And then your spouse or your person, mm-hmm. they're going to start getting jealous. Like, hold on, why is you always on a date with them?
Right.
We don't even take this many dates.
Right.
Like, you know?
Okay. I can see that happening. Especially with y'all ass Tyshia, nigga. She's selfish as hell. Like, there's other people that love me in this world, Tyshia. Goddamn.
Like, I know, but...
used to be tripping.
I'm not that bad.
He said, fuck all that. I don't trust these new breeds. They built different.
Literally.
Ooh. They'll fuck your man in the bathroom of your house while she over there visiting for the first time.
Max.
Like, what was that show? It was a Tyler Perry show. And it was like, they were neighbors. And like they would have like little date nights and all that. And then they ended up fucking each other. Like, the neighbors. Remember? They were both in relationships. They were married, all that. He was sneaking over.
It was kind of a corny show. Yeah, we watched it. Yeah.
What was it called?
I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, he was sneaking in the backyard. He was fucking in the shed.
Mm-hmm. But they were all friends, though. Like, they were all friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. kicking in the shit.
Mm-hmm. So nobody was with each other? They were just neighbors?
Yeah, no, it was neighbors. They were in separate relationships. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just kind of like caught eyes across the fence or some shit one day.
See, now.
And they went over there and got that pussy.
That's what I'm saying. You can't trust it.
Damn. I mean, I think it's possible, man. I trust my woman, you know what I'm saying? I know tight shit fine and all that. Nigga, I don't care about that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? These niggas don't mean shit. The way I feel. You not finna come bump me out of my spot, whether I'm there or not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And she gonna be like, nigga, please. If you follow me home, it's probably gonna be gunfire. You know what I'm saying? So Tyshia be like, don't talk to me. Da, da, da. But you could be friendly to people, you know what I'm saying? Nigga be like, what up? You know what I'm saying? We don't know who that nigga is. He may be somebody we run into later. You know what I'm saying? This nigga might have some kind of deal for us. Mm-hmm. Or something. You know, but if he only doing that just to try to get my woman, then yeah, nigga, I'm going to find out. I'm going to eventually catch on to that.
Right.
For real, these niggas be slick. She said, I'll end up on Snap.
That's how I feel, because I've already been in a situation.
First 48.
You better not be on Snap, nigga.
Right, like... I don't know.
People just got hidden. No.
I just have trust issues, I think.
You got trust issues?
When it comes to females, I don't trust them. Mm-hmm. I don't trust females.
So what about me?
I trust you.
What about me?
I trust you.
Them bitches don't live here.
Yeah, I live here. Okay, so what if she's like, y'all are on a date? What if y'all go to the movies?
Right.
It's a day movie, whatever. And she like... you know, like, leans right. on you, wants like, you to put your arm around her or something.
Just get a little cozy.
So what are you gonna do? Like, are you gonna be like, you're just my friend?
Right.
Lay your head on my pillow.
Right.
That's what I'm gonna tell you.
I think stuff like that, y'all should have a seat in between. Like,
I mean, honestly, I'm probably not going to go to the
movies. Well, yeah, that's a little bit. Yeah.
While I'm married. Because, you know, all right, that's a little more intimate. You know what I'm saying? That's a more intimate thing.
Like food dates.
Yeah, we go eat real quick. You know, my nigga. Maybe
but like even then, because, you know, people got to put everything on Instagram and Facebook. And it's like.
Okay, so check this out. Check this out. Let's say you out. Let's say you out. You running errands and shit. You doing your thing. You went out without your other half, you know what I'm saying? And you run into your homie, you ain't seen this. Somebody from back on the block. Mm-hmm. Y'all run into each other at Chipotle. Like, what you about to eat? Well, nigga, let's eat, you know what I'm saying? Well, is that inappropriate? Or, well, you know what I'm saying? Should I text you? Like, I'm about to eat with my homegirl real quick.
Yeah, you should let me know.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
For real, if someone sees you out, right. And especially everybody knows, Taisha James, this is Taisha. Like, they definitely about to bust you out.
Right, like, hold on, wait a minute. That looks like, yeah.
I knew he was cheating on her. Let me tell her. Like, you know, so you better tell me, because if I find out like that.
So how you going to react if it's a homegirl you never heard of?
Oh, look. That's a no.
Mm-hmm. I need to know her.
You need to know her?
Yeah.
I know her. Mm-hmm. You don't need to know her?
No.
Nope.
We. There's no I in we. Like,
why y'all like that?
Because.
She said, I don't trust Hosey the Taisha. Jasmine, stop! Encouraging this shit! We trying to be productive citizens. Alright? God damn it.
I know. And then, okay, you may see her as a homegirl, but sometimes other people see stuff that you don't see. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, an example. You may think, like, oh, yeah, that's my homegirl. But then if you come around, you can see, like, is she flirting with you? Like, why is she?
Just like that, late, you know? That lady at your job.
At my job?
The LaRonda.
God damn it, Tasha.
Oh, snap.
That's never saying names. Yeah, it is.
But she... Basically, she was, like, cool with him. But then when I came around, she was, like... I was, like, ooh, I knew she liked him. I knew it. She didn't. I don't know. See? Yep.
Mm-mm. Rhonda was cool. She, yeah, she, you know.
Like, they just be... You thought that she was just your homie. Like, you just think everybody is your homie.
And that's
like,
how men are. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just the... They don't see. Mm-hmm. I get it. Y'all are a little innocent in it. But it's like, we see things that y'all don't.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie.
Being that we are females, and that's how we would act if we were... Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly. Like,
just
we
like
know.
If a guy was on to me, you'll be like, that nigga likes you.
Where my hook?
Right.
Where my hook? Where my hook? Nigga, damn, I just went to the bathroom. Nigga, calm down. Shit, you got your hook.
I have a hook for you. Like,
where my hook ass, nigga? I feel it. I be peeping shit, you know what I'm saying? Just like when we was at my sister's house. And the nigga, the one nigga, he was on Taisha, boy.
Oh, my God.
He was on Taisha. Hey, you
he
you
didn't
know
we
hair?
Was together or something.
I'm watching this shit. I'm like, nigga, is you stupid or some shit? Nigga, you at my sister's house, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My woman and my sister, you see, like, that's why you niggas need to start being more aware. Like, if I'd have been a wild nigga.
I'm single. He's just, like, doing too much. I'm just like.
I'm like, I'm not gonna
dude,
ruin
this like,
party
James, luckily he was distracted.
And the nigga's
you know,
cool.
Like, it would have been like a fight. Like,
right. The first time she told me, I was like, I already peeped it though, because I seen him, you know, I seen him peeping, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, nigga, that shit don't mean nothing to me, nigga. Get as much look in as you can, nigga, because that's as far as it's gonna go. You know what I'm saying? Unless you gonna go for the nigga, you know what I'm saying? But I highly doubt the shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, that could have been some shit. You know, I could have been like, nigga! Right. Or just sock the nigga, like, you disrespecting me, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But one, I don't really like to fight over females.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because women have their own mind. So I don't know. You could be leading that nigga on. He keep picking up the breadcrumbs. Like, he's like, bitch, hey man, she hollering back. God damn it! I didn't even know you existed, my brother. Like, you know, if it's some shit like that, you should feel stupid for fucking fighting, my nigga. Because she made the decision to do that. He said, nah, men very intelligent. We know who the homies and what's the jump off. Nigga, what up, motherfucking Keelan, nigga? That's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? For real. That's real shit, though, bro. Niggas got a lot of shit behind us. You know what I'm saying? We got strength. We got, you know, all of that. You know what I mean? We pretty much run the world as far as men.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the ladies be on it, nigga. She's attracted to that shit. You know? She don't like little cute frail niggas. She want a nigga with power. It just happens to be your nigga. So, you know. I get it.
Because they're saying that y'all are intelligent, but then y'all try to act stupid, though.
And bruh.
You be like, I didn't know.
Sometimes they don't know. Okay.
Like, right. I need you know. Okay. You say no, y'all
let me,
know.
Let me give you an example, right? So I remember I was going through the 8th grade yearbook. Mm-hmm. My yearbook. I was going through Smiley. Where my Smiley niggas at? You know what I'm saying? I was going through the yearbook, right? Nigga, I don't know what the fuck I did after we sent the yearbooks around. But nigga, I was like, when the fuck was all these numbers in my yearbook? Hold on, all these ladies was choosing, nigga? Mm-hmm. We don't know. Mm-hmm. Remember I told you, I was like, what the fuck, hold on, this is a couple of these girls I okay, liked it back.
But that's my point. Because right. He said y'all know who the homies is.
We don't know though.
But you don't know because
these are girls I see
having hidden.
These are girls that I used to see every day. All the time. Some of them were in the same class and all that. But you don't know. I didn't know until the year, but the last day I ever get to see your ass. Now you want to send me a fucking number. And the yearbook. I never opened that shit. After, like, I wasn't that kind of nigga. I didn't give a fuck about that shit. I wanted to be outside, my nigga. I like school, you know. But I wanted to be out. I was like, yeah, some school's out, nigga. What the fuck all that shit?
Mm-hmm. You know I have a question. This is kind of off topic. But why is Smiley always smell nasty? Things. Is it just me? Did you go to Smiley? Mm-mm. Why do I smell like that? Like Smiley. Mothballs or something?
Like, Smiley was an old school, though. It was an old ass school. It
just like, we went to a summer program and it was at Smiley. I'm like, why does it always smell like that?
Keely, she trying to play us, nigga. Hold on, bro. Hey, Keely said, he said, acting stupid and lying is two different things. Now look. I will say this. I have done things like where a girl will push up, like, "Hey, what's up with y'all? A little sexy." You know, she might say something too aggressive. I'll be at a party, like, "God, this bitch, right?" Exit the situation, right. Like, this big ass girl gonna eat me. You know, I know she like me, but So I can say that, but sometimes we really don't know. That's why I brought up the yearbook shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, why the fuck didn't you never come sit next to me or something? Let me smell you so I know you own me. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, sometimes we really not acting stupid. We just don't fucking know. Y'all do the subtle shit. You know what I mean? The niggas be the ones, hey, sex ass girl, I want to fuck you. I'm going to fuck you sex you right now. That's what niggas do. Niggas is stupid as fuck. You know, and girls would be like, nice hat. And never say nothing else to you again, and that means I like you. Like, bitch.
Pretty much.
How the fuck? You talked about my hat, not me. You said you liked it, the hat, not the player.
She was giving you a compliment.
Okay. But see, that's something that niggas would be like, oh, you know what? I like this hat too. You know, and move on. Mm-hmm. Like, you got that ass. There ain't even that. You know what I'm saying? But you don't know, though. Because you don't want to fuck it up. If you a careful nigga, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Look, so it looks like we got a consensus, man. I guess we gotta be smooth, man. If it's somebody that y'all both can trust, if you're in a relationship, I guess y'all both gotta know this person and, you know, trust them. Mm-hmm.
Would you be cool with it? Because you got a lot of our, you know.
If I don't know the nigga?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you be cool with it? Like, for real, if I'm like, I'm about to go on this date with my homie.
You don't know him, but this is where we're going.
Yeah, and he's going to pay for everything. Are you cool with that?
That's going to be a no. Exactly.
Long answer. You got to watch out, nigga.
We're supposed to be like, oh, I'm going to take my girl. For sure.
Right. But then when y'all.
I mean, if I don't know the nigga, all right, you got me. You got me. Mm-hmm. For sure. You got me. But
you never know, it could be somebody you don't even like. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, and what if he's attractive too?
If he's attractive, right? How the fuck do I know what the fuck that is? These niggas.
Okay, well, like, what if he's like swole, like visibly, like you'll see, like
Tyshia likes this nigga.
Right.
Oh, you wanna suck this nigga's dick. Oh, I'm gonna kill you, bitch. You had this nigga at my dinner table. You wanna suck this nigga's sexy. Like, what the fuck?
So he has to be
Tyshia. Okay, you did that though, remember? The homegirl from work, nigga. She saw this girl I used to work with. It started tripping, nigga. She thought the bitch was better than what she really was. She took a good fucking Instagram picture or something. I can't remember which social media was on, but she was like, oh, this the bitch you've been having lunch with at work and what the hell happened? Just started fucking like we had already been arguing. I was like, nigga, damn. Like, yeah, I told you about this girl.
I know, I was mad.
Because, you know, I mean, she's kind of bad. She's not bad. She's not as bad as my wife. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can see why Tyshia did that. She got light eyes. You know, she's straight.
But see, that's another thing. Like, these little work dates and work husbands and wives, that's got to stop. That has got to stop.
Yeah, I don't play like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, hold on. So you've never had lunch with somebody at work? Is that what you're telling me?
Not like that. Nope. Like, oh, yeah, let's go. No,
I'm talking about, yeah, right.
Like we're in the break room, yeah, but okay. I'm not finna.
Okay, that's the best.
Let's go, right?
Leave, like, for people?
No.
Why no? But you always tell me.
And fucking Kinsha and shit. We used to be like, she'd be like, Nick, you wanna go down to that burger shit? We go down there, yeah. Get the food, come back.
I mean, if it's a group thing, but like.
He said, but if you know your man,
like, nah.
Don't like him, then you're out of line.
Wait, what is it?
She said, my nigga Keelan said, if you know your man doesn't like that nigga, you out of line.
But what if you don't know though? Yeah. Like,
oh, you saying like this is a nigga I don't know. You know, I may already know this nigga.
Right.
I don't like the nigga. But,
right.
That's a sticky situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a sticky ass situation right there, because that nigga, you know, we don't know what terms these niggas is on. Could be on site. You know, somebody could owe somebody some money. Should be some old street shit. I'm shooting that nigga when I see that nigga, and you walking around with the nigga.
But what if your girl, what if the same question to y'all? The like, girl. What if we don't like
right, the woman? Exactly.
I mean,
but y'all
you
already like had, you know, a relationship, but we just don't like her.
It's going to be separate. Right. When I see my nigga out, it's already like that. I already got homegirls like that. Mm-hmm. You can't talk to that bitch. You know what I'm saying? But when I see my nigga, I'm like, what up, nigga? I'm not gonna, cause you know, she just don't like y'all. There's nothing I can do about that, man. I'm my own person. If I have no direct problem with you, or you ain't done nothing to us, let me make sure I put that in there, nigga. You ain't done nothing to us as a whole.
So you're saying it's okay? Is that what you're saying?
I'm gonna speak. I'm not gonna be running around with her, man. But I'm gonna speak because that's just who I am. You know what I'm saying? I don't leave my people hanging. Mm-hmm. So if I know you, I'm gonna say what's up if we on good terms. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm just like that. But nah, we can't kick it. You can't bring your kids through. You can't do none of that. Because it's gonna be a fight. He said, oh, no, I already read that. He said, go ahead, I'm cool. I feel it though. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I think it's possible, man. I've done that shit. You know what I mean? And I really think that people should just take it a little more slow too. Being married and working at office jobs, nigga, really fucking taught me a lot about the ladies, my nigga. It taught me a lot about the ladies. Because one, I was forced to sit here and observe, even though that's how I am anyway. I was in that observing mode of watching these niggas and seeing like, oh, some of these motherfuckers ain't how they seem visually. Monday, she looked like a superstar. By Wednesday, that bitch looked like she on welfare.
That's me. I'll come in looking cute. After a while, y'all would be like, no, I can't do this. I can't get dressed. I don't want to do my hair.
You know? So, and then she may look like she's something, and then you get around and she's like, damn, girl, you stink. Shit. This is the third day in a row.
Not the third day.
Finna move my seat. Like, you know? So, like, that's why niggas gotta slow it down. I know pussy is good. Pussy's great, yes, my nigga. But sometimes, nigga, the keepers of the pussy, they fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You be there to ask somebody about this bitch. You may not know her, but somebody you know may know her. You be like, man, I work this girl with two baby. Be like, nigga! We ran a long train on that bitch last week. And you over here tired, you know what I'm saying? You for the Mac runner, you know, like, y'all niggas observe, man. This nigga Dominique, as long as there's a mutual understanding, no hanky panky. Yeah, man, no hanky panky.
Yeah, that's what we all like to think at first, but things can change.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this, since y'all ladies, and y'all be trying to act like y'all so fucking under control, niggas can't tempt you in this shit.
Oh my god.
Let's say you do have a friend that's hella fucking sexy or whatever, you like this nigga, you like, be like, that nigga, if your homegirl be like, your homeboy, what the whoop, is he fine? And you gonna be like, yeah, that nigga fine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A nigga like that. Are you going to put your, he'd be like, let's go to lunch. You know what I'm saying? Is you, knowing that you are tempted by this nigga.
Am you I think with you somebody trust yourself or am I not enough with somebody?
To, if you right, somebody. That's what I'm like. If I'm with somebody,
no.
If I'm not,
because you tempted?
Then yes. Huh?
Because you tempted? So you don't trust yourself? Is that what you said?
It's not that. Yeah, right, it's not that.
I'm like, just not going to put myself in that situation.
Why not?
What's because you said, wrong? Because you're saying, like, I'm tempted by him. He's trying to take me on a date.
I'm just saying. I mean, ain't we got our own individual minds? Was he going to take the pussy?
No.
If it's your real friend and you can't look past the fineness, I done had to do that a lot.
If he's a real friend.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about you noticing this is your nigga.
Because I can separate the two, but it's like...
Every time you get around,
just met him
like,
at the job, and no, that's gonna be a no.
Like if we're just met,
nah, I'm just talking about real homie.
Like already established, like I'm probably not even looking at him like that.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You ugly, like you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, for real. Like because once you like know someone, mm-hmm. you be like, no, like
right.
you know, if you're not attracted to them, you're just not attracted to them.
Right.
What up, man? Only thing it's slapping is the food you're eating. okay, you know, slapping no asses. I wouldn't allow another man to pay for my food. Why not, Jazz? What's wrong with that? Yo, independent ass nigga. Can't nobody do nothing for your ass.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna turn down no food.
He said, all kitty ain't good kitty, first off. Also, most men have a master temptation, so it's a no-go. And most of that nigga that came through with some plate.
I mean, that is true. Because if you already know, like, oh, this man is fine. I'm not even there, though. Nope.
Hey, look. What if you gotta be in a situation,
What if it's you? Like, that's why I ask him all the time. Like, what if she's, like, fine, like, Instagram model, mm-hmm. like, the shape you like. Like, you know, she's, like, pushing up on you. Like, what if she starts as a friend, and then she's, like...
Right,
I'll tell her, hey man, you can't be up on me like that. Mm-hmm. All right, you got the titties and shit, you smell good, back up. All right, you distracting me from the shit I'm here for. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll have to do something like that to break it because I'm not gonna go down that road.
But you know what I'm saying? Kiki and thinking it's funny, like, I'm being serious.
Laughing at all your jokes.
Right. Laughing a little too long.
Bitch, shut up.
What's that?
Right.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. All I think it's possible. That was a good one, though. I really think that was good because it's a lot of niggas out here like who, like my nigga said, ain't got no self control. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They want all the pussy. You know? Mm-hmm. You gotta be careful with that, man. You could end your life, nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we done seen shit like that happen. You know, I ain't gonna go into that, but we've seen shit like that happen. That's another reason why I'm so careful. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, you fine. I see it. Trust me. But you ain't mine. You know what I'm saying? My woman's fine for real. Like, she don't change like that. You know what I mean? You pretty much hella consistent with your shit. So I'm smooth. You know, you start fucking with another bitch, and then you got fucking face masks and wigs all around the house. Like, with Britney eyelashes.
That
Britney.
Part. Over there.
Mm-hmm. I'm used to it. I'm okay. I can die right now, mm-hmm. nigga. And I feel like I did everything I needed to do up to this point. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't need no extra females. I ain't got time for it. Honestly, I ain't got the patience, nigga. Because y'all, the ladies are a lot. Y'all are a fucking lot, nigga. And after having daughters, I realized. Half the time it's not even worth it because they be mad about shit that ain't even got nothing to do with you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So. I don't need no extra bitches in my life. She said that gives a nigga enough time to see where my nigga is lacking. Come in as well for whoever his whatever his reason is. Okay. So Jazz, if you feeling down about your relationship, you feeling sad about your situation, are you gonna put yourself in situations like that to where you could be like, this nigga possibly mack you up for the night? You know what I'm saying? You mad at your nigga?
Nope. I learned my lesson. Mm-hmm. Never tell anybody your business because you really don't know, especially men, because you don't know if they're really your friend.
Never.
So you tell them like, oh, my dude, he been messing up.
He been
like,
doing this. That gives him ammo. Like, mm-hmm. all right, now I know what to do. Try to get her and reel her in. Mm-hmm. Do not tell nobody your business. Mm-hmm.
Just deal with that on your own.
Right.
That's the realest shit. Mm-hmm. For real, because it confuses things. Mm-hmm. You know, you got this opinion, that opinion, your own fucking opinion, you're hurt. Like, you know, just too much shit going on. Mm-hmm.
And he might just be like, shoot. Yeah, girl, you need to just leave him.
Right, you're better than this. Mm-hmm. You deserve better.
And then you're in a vulnerable spot.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, for real,
let me cry on your shoulder.
I do need to leave him.
Right. Mm-mm. Then you get people in your head and they start talking. And no, it's just a sticky situation. Just keep your business to yourself. Mm-hmm.
She said, read the comments before.
And then it's like,
you'll feel down about what you did. They'll use it.
And then, right, exactly. And then it's like, I forgot what I was going to say. It's going to come back.
But damn,
it's too sticky. And then that's another thing. Like if you're telling, you're confiding in somebody, mm-hmm. your other half does not know. No. Mm-hmm. So ooh. And then if they find out, it's like mm-hmm. so you've been telling them all. You know what I mean? Right. So yeah, the trust is kind of iffy now because you don't know. You know mm-hmm. you're supposed to keep your stuff in your household. So
that nigga been busting nuts in 2 minutes the last 6 weeks. I'm like, what is you doing that shit? I hate you, bitch. I'm working on it. Shit. It's a little most sensitive down here. Shit.
Bailing outsiders in. And
Because, yeah, man, niggas, like she said, them intentions, man, he may make it look and feel a certain way, but in his mind, he's like, I'm about to get them draws, nigga. Right. I'm getting closer and closer. Like
now he's going to start doing stuff that you wasn't getting, and you're going to be like, well, and it's just, no. Mm-hmm. But self-control.
Yeah, self-control, man.
Leave people out your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because once you realize, nigga, that pussy, nigga, especially if you in a relationship, that's what I'm talking to. Once you realize, like, you know, that shit can ruin your whole situation, bro. Mm-hmm. There's niggas who sleep outside now because they wanted some extra pussy. Mm-hmm. Like, you hear how fucking stupid that sounds, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? When you could have just did it that way from the jump. For real, for real. You literally could have been like, I have bitches. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then she can't get mad. You don't gotta sleep outside.
People can't keep it real.
If you want to get married and keep this one out the game and be out here in the game and shit, selfish. And now she spin around and take your house, nigga, and your car and all your money. It's your stupid ass. Now you got to start all over because you can't keep it real.
And it's sad because there's men that out here that actually do that. Build up all this, got everything they need at home, and still fuck it up. Like,
yeah, just tell them, I need more than one pussy. It's as simple as that. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck y'all so scared of, nigga?
Because when you don't say that, you're taking away her option to want to fool with you or not. Mm-hmm. Like let me choose if I want to deal with you or not.
Thank you.
So it's just that simple. And if I want to deal with you, I already know what you come with. So there's no misunderstanding.
Right. Yeah. I run into you with your hoes. Oh, I know he got hoes. I know. I don't like it. But I like him.
Right.
Bitches, you know what I mean, nigga, man? So that's why you niggas be losing your houses and shit. Losing all your shit. Because you can't keep it real, bro. But first, you got to keep it real with yourself, though. Yeah. Before you can even come out here and keep it real with anybody else. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? I'm cool. These bitches, man, I don't like smelling like 3 or 4 different bitches at a time. Or whatever your shit is. I'm gonna get this one. I'm going to lock her down. And I'm going to do the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Be honest with yourself first. And real with everybody else next.
Yeah. Because if you don't know what you want, niggas, you ain't got no business out here fucking with everybody else. Fucking my shit up. Fucking they shit up. You know what I'm saying? You out here confused.
That's why that friends thing is tricky.
It is tricky.
It's tricky. So it won't be shit to. He said these niggas ain't got shit. These broke ass niggas. That's why I get so much pussy because I ain't working. Mm-hmm. Your mind is trapped, bro. You're trapped within your penis, my nigga. For real. Taylor, what it do, man? He said Axe body spray is bullshit.
Man, I hated that stuff. Boy. And then dudes will spray it like it's not that potent. Like, what did you do? You don't throw that away.
That nigga came with a random fact. Hey, Axe was horrible. Horrible. Man. I would cough after. Ugh,
I know. Ugh.
Keelan's a fool. That's some real shit, man. That's some real ass shit, nigga. A lot of you niggas spend a lot of time getting pussy, man. And you look back on these years, you be like, damn, I don't got nothing. Mm-hmm. But a whole bunch of bitches under my belt. If that makes you happy, cool. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about these bitches, nigga. I'm talking about the hoes out here that's available, you know, that's trying to fuck on married niggas and all that. Them hoes, they don't mean shit to me, because once I find out you like that, I'm going to X your ass.
Right.
Because that energy's fucked up energy, and I don't need it in my life.
Mm-hmm. You know energy transfers.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to act like I'm the coldest nigga out here, like, I don't get tempted and shit. I see sexy bitches all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I just don't mac on them. Mm-hmm.
It's inevitable. Like,
you're going to run into somebody that looks good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the world is full of people, nigga. And one or two of them, you're going to be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Right. But you got to be like, whoa, hold on. You get back to my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't even say nothing. Now, if they pursue you, that's different. That's the thing that Tysha was talking about. Like, a fine ass bitch come try mac on you. She want to get that thing. You know what I'm saying? She want to do the shit. Mm-hmm. You got to be strong, my nigga. That's all I could tell you.
Right.
What if she barely wants to be your friend, and then she do that? Mm-hmm. So what if she starts as a friend? Because, you know, we're talking about the friends.
She starts as a friend, and then she switches it up like, actually, I want to marry you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if she starts liking you?
That's a tough one, man. You got to keep it real.
It always happens. Mm-hmm. Like, people, they're human. They got feelings.
Because you're not going to want to hurt your friend. You know what I mean? You're like, damn, girl, I thought we was just really cool. You've been on me this whole time. Like, God, I got to ruin your whole little heart. You can't even be around me no more because you did that. If that's the case, you better keep it to yourself.
Don't you know what I'm saying?
You better keep it to yourself. Unless that shit ever opens up. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about me personally. Unless Tyshia ever be like, I'm done with this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, say whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? But as far as while I'm in a relationship, you need to keep that shit to your fucking self.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? Because I might like your ass back.
Right. And then you're like, you like me? I like you. You too.
Well, that's shit, really right. Like,
Tyshia ain't look. Tyshia leaving for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Now you got a whole fucking bullshit thing going on. Mm-hmm. Like, keep it to your fucking self. I might be in a weak space one day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? No. Tyshia ain't get that thing up in 7 days. I'm thirsty. A little sexy little thing to me. I can quench it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be in that situation, nigga.
Right.
I'm smooth. I trust myself, you know what I mean? But you never know, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it sounds like it's best to, if you foresee that kind of shit, stomp it out. Stomp it out, nigga. Don't feed it to none of that bullshit. He said, them hoes are also to blame as well because them bitches are fucking them dudes that use Xbox.
What is up with this?
Boy. I was praying and hoping they'd take that off the shelves because...
I know. Our son started trying to wear it like, nope.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He'd be smelling up the
Axe. He's irritated with Axe.
Horrible. It's the worst. Like, who made this?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's like aerosol. Aerosol cologne. Exactly. Don't open up them doors, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't even condone threesomes. Look.
See? Nope.
That's
See?
Messy, too.
Yep. Nope.
That is messy.
I've never had a threesome.
Nope. Not doing it either.
But Tyshia's going to go. She go.
Nope. No,
she going to find her at home, girl. She been on it. Tyshia's like, trying to fuck with me. But if you say something over and over, then I know you're for it. So I'm like, okay, go ahead and bring your little bitch up in here. Don't be mad when I get to fucking her. Because if you bring us some pussy, because if you bring some pussy in here, it's for us. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Right.
So if you bring us some pussy, I will be having some.
Why are you making it sound like
that? Right.
Like, it all sounds good. Like,
all right. That's what we got to do.
All right. I will be having some of that. You feel me? She thinks she gonna get stingy. Talking about, you can watch and all this shit. Nah, yeah, I'm letting y'all in my business a little bit. She, you can watch. You can watch. I'm like, no. I am definitely going to watch. But after this dick get right, I'm definitely joining in, nigga. Look, this is our bitch. Okay. Like, this ain't just your bitch.
That's funny. You know what I mean?
But yeah, that's why she won't do it, cause Tyshia thinks I'm gonna get in the other bitch's pussy and start liking the other bitch. That's what she thinks.
I mean, that does happen.
It can happen. Yeah. Or what if she like really likes you and then now she just really wants to
you and then you're kinda just to
I'm
the
just
side.
There, right. You know?
Yeah. After I hit it.
But I don't want even.
I guess
to open
I yeah, I haven't been in that situation, so I can't speak on that like that. But what I think I would do, I'd probably call a family meeting. Like, hey, Tyshia, our bitch is tripping. she's fucking up the program and shit. She's trying to run away with me. Get your girl in control or something.
Oh, you're stupid. Shut up. This nigga
said
a family meeting.
That's why. All right, let me stop, nigga. No, for real though. If it ever went there, that threesome shit's some real shit.
Man.
Hold on, he said, yeah, it's usually the other way around. And then Dominique said, threesomes are messy. Yeah, I think so, bro.
Messy.
But I think it could be done, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got that understanding. And that bitch gonna have to have a job too, anyway.
Nope. As soon as you open sex up like that, I don't think there's no understanding. Because
there's not.
If they, no.
Ain't no understanding?
Mm-mm.
So, sex is too emotional? It's too. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Especially for women.
And energy's being transferred. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that.
Mm-hmm. And what, remember, like, the energy stuff? Shit. Like, the, that's like, what's shit. It called? Like, the, what was I telling you?
What you mean?
Like, how you could, like, set a spell, basically. Okay. Like, mm-hmm. so.
The sex, through sex, yeah. the sexual mm-hmm. rituals and shit.
It'll always be on you.
Mm-hmm. Sexual rituals.
Mm-hmm. So even, you might not even like her like that, or what?
You just smash her. No. You just like her booty, but she trying to get you. Mm-hmm. I feel it. Jazz, mm-hmm. I'll help her hide the body. Nigga, Jasmine. Stop. What the fuck? No thug shit, nigga. All right, God damn it. He said, they be trying to contact you directly. All of a sudden, then it's a... mm-hmm. Right. She's just trying to get the dick. She's like, hey, I'm going to set up a personal appointment mm-hmm. with the dick. Oh, personal dick appointment. We ain't doing that threesome thing. She said, then y'all marry the bitch. So I didn't kill her that pimp shit. We gonna bring the bitch in, put her ass to work, get her cooperating. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Get a bitch some instructions. You know what I mean? Get her in her line and on her shit, nigga. She gonna be out here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You ain't just gonna be over here getting fucked.
Right.
You got to contribute to the movement, bitch. Mm-hmm. And money is the movement, nigga. What's your hustle, my nigga? Mm-hmm. You gonna have an interview with this hoe? What you do? Call center, bitch. Nah, man. I ain't got time for that.
What's wrong with the
car? Because we passed that.
Yeah.
That bitch ain't, she ain't gonna be able to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You gotta go to work, motherfucker. We need a bitch out here, nigga, making money off herself.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna get a bitch. Look, I'm talking like it's about to happen.
Wait, well, like, wait a minute.
Right. Look, my nigga, keep looking at me on my pimp shit. Hide the body and the mindset.
Well, like, we about to start interviewing bitches.
Right.
Right, like, I need to talk. I'm talking shit, y'all. I'm fucking around, my nigga. Soul ties.
Yep, soul ties.
Soul ties.
Jazzy. Mm-hmm. Soul ties. It's dangerous, man, because I ain't gonna lie. You know, I noticed younger, you know what I'm saying? When you have sex with a girl and shit, like, you leave with her, nigga. Or she leaves with you. When you leave her house and all that, mm-hmm. nigga, she's still, like, I'm still mm-hmm. smelling this girl and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's just not physical, you know what I mean? And sometimes mm-hmm. they be being a hit you before you even got to the house, like, damn.
Right.
Like, shit.
Did you make it home?
Yeah.
All right.
Did that dick make it home? Because I need that dick to come back on over here now. All right, don't be out there hurting my dick now. You keep him safe. God damn. You know, and on the girl side, it's understandable, though, because we go inside y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, I had
that's
this.
That's why, nope, you can't even open the door. You
can't open the
that's
door.
That's why it's never going to happen. Indoors. So, anybody on here.
Sex demons.
If you're interested, that's got to be an
hour. Hey, little cousin, what it do, man? I was going to wear your shirt today, bro. I couldn't fucking find it. I don't know what happened. My kids got me for your shirt, bro. But I'm going to get another one from you. She said, you'll wake up the next day feeling how they felt. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
They done transferred that bullshit on over to you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, your soul hurt. Now you shit. You fuck with the wrong one, you goddamn coochie be coughing and shit afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Sick. Sick. You're like, who the hell is that coughing? It's the cover of shit. Dick. Dick. She said, not even just sex. People couldn't just be around you and rub their energy off. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be shit. Like, oop.
You could feel it.
Yep. Get away from me. Get away.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Especially me.
What's up with little cousin, man? He said, I gotta go. But remember, 42 is the answer to everything. This nigga Taylor coming with these damn riddles and shit.
I'm all trying to figure it out. Right.
4 plus 2 equals 6, and that's where I'm from, though, Nick. 26th Street, Nick. Hey, so it makes sense. So to
like what?
First it was the X.
Bruh.
The 42. Like,
I had to get Taylor out here so you're talking about. Yeah. Okay. Well, shit, man. I mean, honestly, I don't know. Me personally, that's just because I feel like I have control of myself. I think it can be done. But if it's gonna go past that, and if you're gonna do secret things and all that and let things slide, you're not gonna be checking them if they is pushing up on you and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Should probably not
do that. So that's what I said at the beginning. Boundaries. There's boundaries.
Boundaries.
It could be done, I think.
It can. Healthy boundaries. Mm-hmm.
She said, not today, Satan. I'll move around real fast. Oh God, Jazz. Not today, Satan. Yeah, because motherfuckers, man, it's... I hear it. sometimes I be feeling bad. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I be feeling bad because, you know, certain people just don't see shit this way. Mm-hmm. You know, they hear the shit that the people, the influential people say, and then they just move on with that. But it's like, how do you really feel, my nigga?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? How do you really fucking feel? Do you really believe that shit? Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I be wanting niggas to come out here and say they shit. Everybody ain't the same. Everybody ain't gonna finna agree. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't care. They don't even like sex. So they'd be like, I can go on a date with any fucking body.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Or they could just be gay.
Or gay.
Or gay. I mean, like, not trying to be funny, or he or she is gay. Like, yeah. They just, for real. They
mm-hmm. This is just my fucking friend. Mm-hmm. You know? So. Well, I guess y'all gotta make the decision for yourself, man. Appreciate y'all niggas sliding through. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Hey, play it, podcast, nigga. Instagram, play a podcast. Strike up the Twitter, play a podcast. Hold on, the Gmail, play a podcast. Play a podcast.
Me and Bree get a live show. I mean, a live concert. Right. Every Sunday.
Podcast. Hey. Podcast. Well, shit, ladies. Y'all want to shoot your shit out there? Shoot your thing. Okay. Shoot your thing.
You can follow me on IG, TIEMARIE22.
That's where you can submit your application to be our bitch.
No. Nope, we ain't inviting nobody.
Nope, because we ain't fucking with no niggas. Ain't no room.
Why?
Man. But see, that. Hold see, on, wait a minute.
Yep,
open the shop back up. Open the shop back up. Wait a minute.
Now we gotta go back because no.
Why is it that there can be two females but not two men?
Because there's only one hole, my nigga.
I know you said like
it's only one train,
hole. Like a train right. type mm-hmm. feeling, but nah. Because it's not fair. Hole. Like, okay, y'all can have two coochies, but we can't have two dicks.
You absolutely right. What kind of person
why?
Are you?
But why?
Why?
Why do you want two dicks? Let's ask
what
that question.
What if she wants to suck the dick?
Right.
Penetrate her at the right, same exactly. time. I don't know. Girls are freaks. Like, yeah. you know?
That's fucking
some
disgusting.
People like anal. Like, they're...
Anal?
Yeah, so
I
maybe the
I don't fuck with the booty. Y'all need to be going in the butts? Hold on, where my nigga? My nigga, hold on. Hey, 26-3. Oh, God. Hold on. My nigga Keelan. Anybody touch you, transfer energy.
Open the show back up.
It doesn't just have to be sexual. We connected in the universe right now. Hold on, let me see. Because of an exchange of words. Oh, God, my nigga. As soon as you slid through, I got a little more hype like my nigga Keelan slid through. That was my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then Keelan used to come up with all kind of plots and schemes and shit that I couldn't fuck around because I couldn't be getting in trouble. Like, this is what we gonna do, nigga. We gonna hit this lick. I think he was the first nigga that made me realize what the fuck lick meant. Crazy ass. Good dick never come from the good man.
She ain't lying. It's like, I'm just joking.
Oh, so what you trying to say, nigga? Fuck you, motherfucker. Either that's you saying my dick ain't good, or I ain't a good nigga.
You didn't used to be. It's like, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
I was fucked up.
I was.
I ain't gonna lie.
Fucked up.
Look, that's why I can come out, though. Because I already went through all my bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I fucked up a lot, my nigga. I fucked up a whole lot. But look, y'all, no butt play. Oh, God, little cousin.
But why can't I really want to know. Right. The guys that are on
the okay, well, since y'all want to keep going, no. let me put them up. Let me put the computer on.
I'm just saying, like, the guys that are on here, y'all wouldn't let y'all's girl get...
Nigga.
Right.
Get more than one. Why? It's right. a threesome.
It's fucking right. nasty.
It's a threesome.
It's not nasty.
There's only room for one dick in sex.
No.
No.
One dick.
No.
So you could only penetrate one girl at a time.
So
right.
You only have one dick, so why you need two coochies?
Right.
Because that's what it is.
That's not an answer.
No, I want an answer.
That's what a threesome is.
I want to
know. No, it's like, not.
Why do I need two coochies? I mean,
three
honestly,
people.
I don't
it doesn't matter if it's...
Mm-hmm.
No.
So you're saying it's the same. That's
it
what
is
you're
the
telling
same.
Me. Mm-hmm. Two women is the same thing as two men.
Yes.
Okay, so why do people react differently to lesbians than they do gay men?
What?
Why do people react differently to gay men than
nah,
they do lesbians?
Nah, answer the first question.
Yeah,
answer the first question.
That's my answer, though.
No.
All right, it's not different because there's an extra body. You know what I'm saying? But it is different because I am the fucking man. I'm the only one here.
No.
No.
That's not an answer.
I am the man. There's only room for one man in the situation. As a real man, unless you're attracted only room to me.
One woman, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
You can say one woman.
Right.
Okay, so now I want y'all to answer my fucking question.
What?
Why do people react differently to gay men than they do lesbians if it's the same?
I don't react different. You like who you like.
No, I'm know talking what about I like, as far but... as with the actual sex, the act of sex. People are like, oh, gay men, ugh. The lesbians, everybody want to watch that shit.
Because so, remember that same, lady, she says she likes, she goes to the porn sites to watch gay
she
niggas.
Did say
gay buff niggas.
Hey,
like,
comedian,
so,
just niche.
So everybody's not the same. We don't
yeah,
know
that's
who,
a little weird.
Who's searching for what?
There are some people on the low searching for stuff you never thought they would have searched for.
Where my niggas at, goddammit? Everything's dying. The phone's dying. The laptop dying. Where are my niggas? Hold on. Technically, there's room for three men. Nigga, what?
Three. Well,
Jasmine.
Three holes.
You
the
just
mouth,
nasty now.
The gooch and the butt. Okay? You guys, like I said, can only penetrate one hole at a time. So why you need two?
Right.
Is what we're asking.
Because women are so great, you can't have just one. We need more than one woman.
Okay,
we need more than one man.
Right, like what?
You don't feel, you wouldn't feel dirty after having two dicks?
You wouldn't feel dirty after having what if her stuff is sick? Mm-hmm. And you didn't know.
Oh, hell no.
See?
We're going to have a conversation. There's going to be some understanding around this motherfucker.
Right.
Bitch, you burnt me.
Well, that's nothing. Like, how would you know? Are y'all having that conversation beforehand?
Right.
I guess we gotta.
And that's nothing. Open the show back up. So, like, people need to start discussing. Like,
what? Hold on, no. We got some players, nigga, to slip through this motherfucker, nigga. Play a podcast. Hold on, my nigga. Hey. Say what up to the people, mate.
Oh man, what's
give
happening?
Give us some hold on,
too,
bro.
It's live.
Nobody likes the live. None of my niggas like live, my nigga. Jazz, hold on, we got little sister Jazz over here. Say what up to the people, Jazz.
What up?
We're gonna get a real relationship thing going with these two niggas. We gotta get this shit mixed up. But we in here talking about dicks and pussies, man. And extra dick and extra pussy in a relationship. Shit like that, niggas talking about it's the same thing with two men as it is with two women.
Because we were talking about threesomes.
Fuck no, thank you.
See, why?
Yes, why?
Know
why?
Okay, so what's the topic?
Well,
I don't care. Sorry.
Threesome?
Is it the same? A threesome with two women, the same as a threesome with two men. She's like, why can't I call in an extra dick if you can call in an extra pussy? Mm-hmm. That's what she's saying.
That's
because
all I
that's
know.
Fucking gross. Yeah. That's why.
It's the same.
First off, ain't no. Why the fuck
well,
I
why is
I need
weird?
Another dick?
If he's not touching you.
Yeah, he's
is
not touching
you. We're going to be pretty fucking close. If we up in the same room,
we're too close to come.
I think I'm on the opposite
that
side.
That can switch up.
For me, I feel like that's swap. Like two men is like a train to me. That's what
thank
I feel
you, Jazz.
Like.
Thank you.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's why I'm like, I know.
But
that's
why?
Like,
two
dicks? You're getting the train ran on your ass.
Hey, is that what society
Jazz
put out there?
Up, Jazz.
Or
Jazzy.
Hey.
Daddy, look at the snake on me.
Let's see, buddy.
Bring him over here, little man. I don't want that nigga getting away. His ass, he will get away. Well, yeah. He's a slippery one.
I told you he likes him.
Shit, man, I guess, well, see, look, we got two new players in here, man, and they straight, look, Keelan put the throw up face. And then Keelan's right here. Keelan Dobbins. Yeah. That nigga put the real shit. Why the fuck, nigga? I'm not sharing pussy, man. I don't even want to share pussy from across the state or across the street. You know what I'm saying? Let alone
that
be in the, same, in the same situation.
It's not fair.
Just
like,
pussy.
I
see
that's
not
fair. Wives. Why can't
I'm not saying,
but just
I'm
like,
not saying I'm not saying I want this. I'm saying, why can't we experience that too?
Right.
Like, why is it a problem? Because some
that
women want that.
Some women
right.
do want
yeah.
that.
Maybe I just don't understand. I don't have a vagina, so.
For me, I'd know. But maybe you know some women want that.
And just so y'all get it straight here, that's called being a hoe. That's it.
But and then it's like, for men who want two wives, why can't we have two husbands?
Exactly. Like the polygamy, whatever. Like,
y'all ain't close all the time. I'm just saying.
I feel you.
Is that too close for comfort?
I mean, you don't think that's nasty, though? Just as a personal person, are you going to let two niggas, are you going to set up two dick appointments at the same time?
No, I'm not. But it's just like, it should be like, No, that's definitely not.
So y'all just not. But some women like that though, and true. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why is it a problem?
It's a problem because men, we, you know, once we in our space, we don't. I'm the only man in my space.
But it's still nasty for a man too. If you go do get this her, girl and right, then another, it, you're yeah, still, you're it's sharing still, juices. Exactly. Energy's being you transferred. Do it without washing. Like it's the same thing.
You're not gonna be washing right. Let me fix this real quick.
Right. Go in her. Right. Oh, I'm right there.
No, just period.
I'm talking about fucking two bitches. Yeah. My bad. Have a seat.
Right.
Like,
right.
Nobody
washed.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Gotta run his
bathroom. Gotta wash this bitch off. Right. Right.
Shit. Wait your turn. You need that. Wait your
turn. You feel me? All right. After I do this, I'll
go with the twins.
But man, so I don't know, man. I guess it's a struggle, huh? Depends on the individual.
Yeah, it does. Because,
mm-hmm. really you know, I can see, honestly, I don't eat pussy like that. You know what I'm saying? I'll do it when I'm feeling freaky and shit. So it's not like I'm going to have a bitch ride my dick and I'm going to just be sitting there eating pussy. It's not my fucking thing. I'm going to rock that pussy. I want to see her. You know what I'm saying? I see her like that. So that's what I'm focused on. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, the other bitch will probably get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Say that. I'm like, girl, you just go outside. I'll be, you know what I'm saying? Just give me a second. Once you hear her come, and then you'd be your turn. Well, see, man, I guess we got that one here, man.
All right. Let's y'all want to shoot
some
shit
close
up.
It.
Yeah.
You want to shoot? So, let's try to warm it up for next week, though. What y'all want to talk about next week? What should we put? Somebody put something in the comments. You transferred me for juices.
We need to talk about sexual health because a lot of people don't discuss that. And sexual they health? Should.
What so. Up, LT? That nigga, that's that nigga Keelan.
No, okay.
You say, what up, nigga? That nigga LJ don't like live, my nigga.
What up, dude? Right, what up, nigga?
Jazz.
Just healthy nigga. Sex.
She what said, they're just saying.
Sexual
health. Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah, I was
before you get intimate with someone, do you have that conversation? Yeah.
Okay. So now that in the day and age that we in now, should we be like, hey, you know, we need to set it up. I like your ass. I really want to just smash the shit out you. But before we do that, we need to go down to the thing and get this paperwork straightened out, nigga. Make sure you ain't sick. And I can show you I ain't sick.
Yeah, because
we're not
using condoms. Yeah. Like, y'all niggas just be fucking like we used to back in the day. Like, for real, I'm talking about 2-3 bitches same week. Mm. Like, niggas, that what y'all niggas still living like that, bro? That's gotta be some dangerous shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all niggas itching me.
They won't even go to the doctor. Like, that's just sad. They don't wanna know. I don't know what it
people
is.
Don't wanna
like,
know.
Yeah.
Don't wanna know.
They'd be
scared. Don't wanna know. Hold on, I got you. Yeah, so I don't know, man. I guess that, I think that's a good one. I think that's a good one. Yeah, I don't wanna go into it right now. We'll say that. So, sexual health, and then we'll come up with something else. He said, unresolved trauma. That's a good one, too.
That is a good one.
That's I got really a lot of trauma, my nigga. I'm fucked up. Hold on.
That's, nigga. A, play it, nigga. That's a really good one.
He said, you can't expect women to tell the truth on that subject in wide open. Women are too calculated to put themselves out there like that. That's real true. Ladies got an image to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe that. That's real shit. Well, I guess we'll trauma.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
that's a start with the sexual health.
Mm-hmm. Niggas be wondering
and then
what
trauma
because trauma could be triggered from that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, that's kind of deep. We might have to go a couple places with that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna have to write some notes for the next show, y'all. I've been freestyling, nigga. I used to do notes, but now it's like everything I say, plan talk, nigga. It's like, nah, let me stop. All right, man. Well, shit, man, look, I appreciate everybody sliding through, everybody hopping on the live, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep this shit spinning around. Y'all niggas share the live and shit when y'all get a chance, man. We're going to get it in. But, hey, y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. And y'all keep saying, Gone. Play a podcast. Hey, play it podcast. Play it.